This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 20 states suing President Trump now have a second ruling from a federal district judge, both under San Francisco's Ninth Circuit, blocking White House defunding of Planned Parenthood. That defunding is simply implementation of a 1980s rule mandating that family planning and providing abortion not be under the same roofs. Bob Ferguson of Washington State wants to be its next governor, yet he is one of the pivotal state's attorneys that support linking family planning dollars to abortion and abortion rights. Attorney General Ferguson attends Catholic parishes in Seattle, but ignores Catholic teaching on the moral issues of contraception and the abortions that naturally follow the contraceptive mindset. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Surgical abortion is dangerous. The last incident was just last week, but a St. Louis Planned Parenthood over the last 10 years has injured another woman in an abortion roughly every 7 weeks. Ignoring the human link, a UC San Diego medical school prof is comparing pregnancies to both cancers and parasites. His critics say he is also entirely missing the symbiotic and mutually beneficial aspects of pregnancy. And a new Oklahoma law now requires that women know about the option to reverse chemical abortions in the first days. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.